It's story time with Rasheen Pear. And today, the name of our story is Old Witch Woman. From the book, Stories of Fun and Adventure, Year 3, Term 2. Let's find out what happens. Michael and the other children were afraid of the old woman who lived on a hill. She was so old that her face looked like a dried mango. She tied her head with a red cloth and walked with a long stick. They said she looked like a witch, so they called her Old Witch Woman. Old Witch Woman lived in a big old house. The windows were always shut, and it looked dark inside. The yard around the house also looked dark. The green grass had grown high. The bushes were overgrown, and the trees were tall and full of shadows. The children had never seen anyone going into that yard. Michael and the other children did not have to pass by the big old house every day. But if they were late for school, they had to go that way. The shortcut to school went over the hill and right past Old Witch Woman's house. Whenever they got near the house, they always walked quietly. They would look around and then run past the house as fast as they could. From time to time, just as they were quietly passing the gate, they saw the old woman. She stood in her yard without moving and looked at them. Then they would all run and bawl out, "Why? Why?" Some of the older ones, who wanted to show that they were brave, would call out, "Old Witch Woman! Old Witch Woman!" as they ran away. Then they would look back to see if she was running after them. But she just stood and shook her long stick at them. They knew she would beat them with that stick if she ever caught them. When they were far away and felt safe, then they all would laugh and shout, "Old Witch Woman! Old Witch Woman!" One day, Michael's mother asked him to carry some eggs to a woman in the town. "Hurry and come back before it gets late," she said to him. In town, Michael stopped to watch a fight. By the time it was over, it was late. He did not want to get into trouble, so he could not take the long way home. He had to use a shortcut. Michael hurried over the rough hillside. He was getting ready to fly past Old Witch Woman's house when he saw someone in front of him. It looked like a woman. He wondered who it was. Then he saw the red cloth and the stick in the woman's hand. It was Old Witch Woman out there. He had never seen her outside of the yard before. What was she doing walking on the hillside? He turned and started to run away. He was so frightened that he didn't even look where he was going. The ground was very rough and he did not see some rocks in his way. In his hurry, he fell over them, and over he went, down the steep, rough side of the hill. He slipped, till he stopped beside a bush. He was lucky he was not hurt. He held onto the bush so that he would not slip down any further. But he wondered how long could he stay there. He looked up. It was only a short way to the top of the hill. But Michael was afraid that the rocks and dirt would start slipping down if he tried to climb up. Then Michael heard a voice calling to him. "Are you hurt, little boy?" It was the Old Witch Woman. "Let me help you," she said. "Hold on to my stick and climb up slowly up the hill." The old woman held on to a big tree at the top of the hill. Then she put her stick down so Michael could reach it. Michael was afraid of her, but he was more frightened of falling down the steep hillside and getting hurt. He held on to the stick. He did not think she could pull him up, but she did. When Michael got to the top, he started to shake. He shook all over. He was shaking from the fall, but he was also shaking because he was face to face with Old Witch Woman. He hoped that she did not know that he was one of the children who shouted at her. Now that he was safe, and his thought was to get away. When the old woman spoke, her voice sounded kind. "Are you all right?" she asked. "Oh," Michael said to himself, "she does not know who I am. That is why she helped me." He was not so frightened anymore. "I'm all right," he said to her. Thank you for saving me. Goodbye, he said as he started off. He would tell the children that the old witch woman was not a witch after all. Then she spoke again. Michael, she called out with a laugh. Mind the old witch. The end.